Did you have a sense that it was moving to you and moving maybe too fast?
I've been here enough where I've gone through some fires in the area. And what's interesting is the people who are not local, they hook up their trailers and they get out. Others get a glass of wine and they're walking up down the cliffs. And they're just watching the fire.
It's December 10th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman.
We have only a minimal number of homes destroyed.
The Franklin Fire burns in the hills above Pepperdine. No containment as we record this.
We have not seen much, if any, damage to our buildings. I think we can be grateful for that and recognize the efforts of our first responders.
That's the focus of our show, coming up right after this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. Story today is the Franklin Fire burning in the hills of Malibu near Pepperdine in the central part of the city. It exploded from a few hundred acres around midnight to 2,700 at the time of this recording. Whenever we talk about fires like this, it's a snapshot in time here on the podcast, but we're covering it 24/7, latest developments anytime. KNX News, 97.1 FM, if you're in LA, you can ask your smart speaker to play KNX News, Alexa or Google, or get the Odyssey app anytime. Search for KNX News. Follow us there. That is how you get the latest information. We got an update today from the LA County Fire Chief, Anthony Maroney. He confirmed that some homes burned, and we have heard that from some people out there we talked to. Couldn't confirm how many, though.
Because of the great work of the firefighters that were on scene, we have only a minimal number of homes destroyed.
Thankfully, we have no reports of serious injuries or fatalities, and we remain under an immediate threat because of the red flag conditions. The current red flag alert is projected to continue through Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. for strong winds and low humidities. And the cause of the fire is unknown at this time.
Yeah, they still don't know how it started. And you heard him mention the outlook for the wind. We have a smoke advisory up through Wednesday at 5 p.m. Smoke, unhealthy air quality will mostly impact northwest coastal LA County, Malibu areas near the fire, obviously. And they're asking people not to burn wood in fireplaces, fire pits, N95 masks if you're outdoors. Craig Figner is out on the fire lines, one of a few reporters we have out there, assessing the conditions. Again, this is a snapshot in time when we talk to him.
Yeah, you know, we talk about a minimal number of homes destroyed. I did talk only with one person that I could find who said that they did put eyes on a home that was destroyed or is destroyed as a result of this fire. And right now it is putting up some darker smoke, but it looks like it's largely from an area that's very remote, not where people live. Again, I'm some distance from that, but that's at least what it looks like. We're not seeing flames burning up next to buildings, and the wind is expected to kick up soon. I did talk with one guy who was here on a camping trip, and last night this windstorm was here. Next thing, it was a firestorm, and then there was the order to evacuate, so he got out.
I had no idea there was going to be a fire, but it was getting close.
Were you able to see the fire last night?
Yeah, it was just over the hill. I mean, I couldn't see the flames, but it was pretty intense. Now, the winds were blowing towards the campground.
Did you have a sense of fear at all? Did you have a sense that it was moving to you and moving maybe too fast?
I've been here enough where I've gone through some fires in the area, and what's interesting is the people who are not local, they hook up their trailers and they get out. Others get a glass of wine and they're walking up and down the cliffs. And they're just watching the fire. It's like, oh, there's another fire.
Yeah, and then he's right. There are a lot of people. I talked to one lady who's lived here 30 years who just view this as part of the price, if you will, of living in Malibu and in this area that is so prone to fires, but also so beautiful when there are no fires. The firefight will probably continue into the night. With, of course, the new technology that's available, the air attack will also continue.
Yeah, Craig described the attitude of some people who live in the area. John Baird talked to one guy who was ready to launch his surfboard in the water as soon as the worst of it was over. John talked to him right as he walked down the steps of the sand.
You're going surfing, which I think is cool. You're still trying to live. What's it been like up here all night?
Yeah, it's been horrible. Lots of smoke. All the power's out. There's no internet connection. I can't make a phone call. It's supposed to be my buddy at 7 a.m. I'm out here because I'm not going to leave him hanging. He didn't show up, so I'm coming home. It took a long time, it seems like, for the fire trucks to get out here last night. It's all a pretty horrible, sad situation.
Were you at risk at all? Did you get the flames close?
Yeah, we had embers flying on our... I live across the street from where it was happening. I live with people, though, in the neighborhood that have been there for 40 years, and it's come down like that before, but it's never hopped over. The firemen always line up on the street, and then they block it from coming and jumping over. So that was cool. But we had to wet the roof and you know, be prepared for the embers flying across and then hitting the roof or the other structures and lighting that on fire.
Yeah, Pepperdine University was a big part of the story. Fire burning very close by. Students there were under a shelter-in-place order for most of the night and the morning. My colleague Rob Archer talked with Pepperdine spokesman Michael Friel, asked him about the power situation there first.
Yeah, the power is out. We're thankful that we have not seen much, if any, damage to our buildings. I think we can be grateful for that and recognize the efforts of our first responders, LA County Fire in particular. Just really appreciate the partnership there and also just their ability to keep the fire at bay and protect our students and our faculty and staff who are on campus.
And what's the status? Will students and staff be back tomorrow?
Yeah, we canceled classes today. This is essentially finals week for much of our students, many of our students. Essentially, the deans of each of our five schools have been in contact with their faculty and arranging plans to ensure that the students can continue to complete their semester. Our undergraduate program in particular, looking to work with faculty to ensure that they complete necessary end of semester academic testing. And of course, our law school looking to maybe put off some of the exams until January due to the situation. So just a lot of work going on to rearrange and organize our coursework in order to help our students complete their semester, but also we want to keep in mind their safety and just their well-being. They've been through a lot in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, a lot of people in that area have. We'll talk about some lessons learned from another fire in Malibu next. Robert Kerbeck lives in West Malibu. He wrote a book on the 2018 Woolsey Fire. It was called Malibu Burning. He told us about how saving his home in that fire prepared him a lot better to potentially handle fires like this.
Taking all the steps, you know, you get your cars out. I've got a lot of fire gear because, as you said, my wife gets most of the credit. We gelled our home, which is a product that you can spray on your house, like what the firefighters do when they do those airdrops. And you can gel your home and give your home a fighting chance, and then you can evacuate so you don't have to stay behind and put yourself at risk.
How many more people, because actually we were talking about that earlier with P. Demetrio, after some of these fires and when rebuilding happens or when your house gets spared, everybody's looking to a way to try and at least, you can't fireproof, but you can try and at least fortify a little bit. How many people do you know that have done stuff like that living where you live?
You know, not as many as you would think. It's a great question. I used to open up my garage and show people, anybody that wanted to come and see what we did and what we had, and it was shocking how few people came to take a look.
What exactly, walk me through that. When you say you gelled your home, what did you do it? Did someone come in and do it? What is that? Do you have a layer of gel on your home? What does that look like?
Yeah, so we did it. Basically, it's a fire pump. They're relatively inexpensive, a few hundred dollars. You do need a water source. We have a hot tub. You don't need a lot of water. And you basically put a fire hose in your hot tub. You turn on the fire pump, and then the water in the hot tub mixes with this gel, and you spray it all over your house. You spray it around the house. You spray it on foliage around the house, and it provides this protective barrier, which makes it much harder for embers to, you know, basically, you know, catch your fire on your house on fire.
Robert Kerbeck in Malibu talking to Vicki Moore and Mike Simpson. And that's the LA Local for this 10th of December. Latest on the Franklin Fire anytime, 97.1 FM. Smart speaker, ask it to play KNX News. Odyssey app, search for KNX News. Follow the LA Local, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get shows, and you will get the show sent right to your phone every day without even thinking about it. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.